Hello and welcome. This is Press TV's World News, but we're going to focus on what has occurred in southeastern Iran, where a major 7.5 magnitude earthquake has rattled that region by the name of Sistan-Balochistan province. Saman Kujuri is our correspondent who joins us in the studio right now to give us more details of what has occurred. Saman, I'm going to pass it on to you.
Welcome. As you just had in the news, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck southeast of Iran in the province of Sistan-Balochistan. Well, the epicenter of the earthquake was Saravan, 300 kilometers outside Zahedan, the center of Sistan-Balochistan province. So far, according to the incoming reports, we have at least 40 people have been killed so far as a result of the deadly earthquake. So, and also we are waiting for incoming more reports to see if the death toll will continue. Of course, the experience has shown that as a result of such huge magnitude earthquakes, the death toll is much higher. So we have to wait for rescue and relief operations to continue so that the relief teams will reach out to those people who have been trapped under the debris or who are in hard to reach areas, in remote areas outside Saravan or outside Zahedan. Iran. Well, this is not the first time that Iran is experiencing such huge the earthquakes at such huge magnitude. Iran sits on the fault line, so every year, and also these, back in, on April 10th, we also had another experience of another earthquake in Bushehr, south of Iran. There, we also dozens of people were killed and hundreds more were injured. So Iran's Red Crescent Society is actually somehow ready for different types of catastrophes, and including earthquakes. So since early moments after the earthquake, and as soon as the news of the earthquake broke out, Iran's Red Crescent Society, as we talked to, actually have started their relief and rescue operations. And so far, the reports coming and indicating that 40 people have been killed is the result of the relief and rescue operations, which still continue in those areas. As days pass by and as hours continue, actually in the coming hours, we expect the death toll to rise because of the infrastructure and also the situation of the houses and the residential units there. It's because this is not that was not a center, so it was some rural areas. So we expect the death toll to continue to rise in the coming hours. Iran is basically, as I said before, sits on the fault line. So back in 2003, Iran also had another. The experience of a big earthquake, almost over 26,000 people were killed in Bam earthquake, central Iran, and also thousands more were injured. So this is a natural phenomenon, this is a natural catastrophe, and of course somehow people since early hours, since early minutes after the incident, Iran's Red Crescent Society has rushed to the area, and also people are going to those areas to reach out to those people who are in need. So we get more updates and back to you, Kaveh, to inform the audience, the viewers, about the latest death toll statistics.
Yeah, it's interesting, to all the different details that are coming through on this. We have received, obviously, information, as you said there, in the terms of the number of deaths. But we can't really, someone I think you would agree, confirm these until, obviously, some time goes by. We noticed with Bushehr, there were 37 deaths originally reported, of which that was downsized to 35. So we're hoping that perhaps this could be the case with this. Before I let you go, a little bit more on the area, if you can maybe explain that a little bit more for us to describe that area. It's said to be a desert area, yet it's also mountainous. Are you familiar with the area? Also, the towns in terms of the population density. What are we looking at there? Do you have an idea of what that area's at least population size, et cetera, might be?
Well, Saravan, it's, as I said before, it is almost 300 kilometers outside Zahedan, the center of Sistan-Balochistan province. So in that area is mountainous, as you put it, Kaveh. Somehow it's desert, and it's really a place which is really hard to reach. And this makes relief and rescue operations difficult for Iran's Red Crescent Society and the voluntary forces. Therefore, helicopters and relief and rescue helicopters have also begun making flights around the area so as to accelerate the relief and rescue operations. So the epicenter was almost, as I said before, Saravan and the region of Khash. So it was, according to the latest reports, almost 95 kilometers under the on the surface of the earth. So, according to, because I myself have never been there, so far as I have learned, almost 50,000 people are living in those areas. So we expect the death toll to increase. Of course, as you said, Kaveh, we cannot confirm the death toll so far because we have to wait for the officials to make the final confirmation of the exact number of those people who have died. So, but the experience shows that we have to wait for the death toll to increase because of the situation and the environment of that region, because it is a mountainous area and some parts it is desert-like, so it's really hard to reach those who are in need and the victims and survivors.
Okay, very much for that. We appreciate it. Saman Kujuri there. Obviously, Saman is going to be keeping his eye out for that. Let's get some things straight here regarding the magnitude. It's 7.5 at this point, hitting Iran's province of Sistan, Balochistan, as we indicated to you. 40 deaths, initial estimates that have come through on this. It's quite interesting to tell you that, as you're seeing there at the bottom of your screen, that approximately 1,000 buildings have been destroyed in Pakistan. I'm curious as to what is going on in Afghanistan regarding that. Yet initial reports also say that town that was around the epicenter of this quake did not receive that much in damage. Yet there are also reports coming through that there should be lots more civilian casualties to be expected. But these are estimates, still need confirmation on it. At this point, everything that we hear at this point needs to be confirmed, but the depth of the quake in terms of the area that it has covered, there's no question about that. The epicenter being in the southeastern part of Iran, to have been felt from Pakistan to India, all the way through the Persian Gulf countries, such as the UAE, such as Qatar, Kuwait, and even Saudi Arabia. So the situation is very, very fluid. As someone indicated, there's rescue operations that have been initiated, and I'm sure there's going to be all types of rescue units from different types of organizations, from Red Crescent, etc. And of course, we'll give you emerging details of this once it's happened. There you see the epicenter there. It does appear, just like the description that was given of the area that it has hit, which is not very highly populated, mountainous area, yet in a desert region. There's 81 kilometers north of Saravan, which is that a town that I mentioned to you, of which it is said that not much property damage was experienced there. I can't imagine how that is possible. But of course, this is not something that's normal or ordinary. Another piece of news I should give you on this is that the maker of Iran's nuclear power plant in Bushehr has said that there is no damage to that power plant